大家好，欢迎来到这一期的凯德教育，我是斯多，
我叫 Ernest
Max。
欢迎大家继续加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 群号是3064-27603，我们的 QQ 群号是3064-27603，然后踊跃的提出自己想和我们讨论的各种的话题。前段时间我们聊到了美国大学的申请，聊了美国大学的体育文化，聊了学习英语的一些办法，甚至我们聊了比较敏感一点的话题，可能比较轻松一点的话题，就是关于跨国恋爱的一些问题。有很多听众呢表示想让我们继续谈一谈关于在国外怎么去开展跨国恋爱，或者对跨国恋爱这种文化所产生的意义的一些探讨。那么今天我们很有幸呢请到了一位嘉宾，这位嘉宾既特殊然后又很重要。为什么呢？他是一个白人，然后他现在正在和一个中国女孩交往，他们俩是在他们的 college， 在 Haverford College 认识的。那么今天我想听听，就是 Max， 今天我们的嘉宾哈，聊一聊他对这个 international dating， 对跨国恋爱是一种什么样看法。首先我想和 Max 提一个问题。 Hi Max。
Hi Sidhu。
So what do you think of international relationship since you're dating an Asian?What are the advantages or disadvantages of having this kind of relationship? Do you find anything special or you think it's just normal?
I wouldn't say that it's normal because it's not that common. I think the advantages are learning a different culture, and the disadvantages would be that...having to deal with the cultural differences between, you know, what I like to do and the way I like to act and the way my girlfriend thinks、mm-hmm. that I should act. And
开始 Max 讲到呢，说，跨国恋爱最大的一个好处就是你可以接触不同的 cultures， 接触不同的文化。我想这是为什么我们出国留学，一个非常重要的一个诉求吧。跨国恋爱当然给了你最直接的这样一个渠道，但是他说的关于这个 disadvantage， 关于这个不好的地方，也恰恰是关于文化的东西，有了这些文化差异。那么 Max 他在和他女朋友交往的时候，那他有时候有他自己行为的方式，有时候他有他自己的认知，有时候有他自己的一个世界观，那他女朋友其实往往想让他可能用其他的方法去做某件事情，那可能就会产生一些文化上的一些冲突。我们说这个叫可能叫 cultural 的一个 clash， 这个问题就出现了。那么我想问问，就是 Max， 就是当你在那个恋爱的时候，你们有遇到一些具体的问题，能给我一些例子吗？ So Max， can you give us some examples? Like what kind of cultural differences encounter when you date an Asian girl? Can you be more specific?
Well, I can give you an example. This morning, in deciding what shirt to wear,、
mm-hmm.
my girlfriend does not like the style of shirts that I usually wear, which she says are generally too big or too baggy,、and she prefers, you know, smaller, tighter.Clothes that are more, I guess, form-fitting than the American style is generally.
好像好像他女朋友是想让他那个体现出一些更那个这个小一点的这种衣服哈，可以有可能是为了他可以让他把一些肌肉方面的提出来，对不对？因为他 Max 的这个体型还不错。Is it possibly that?She wants you to wear, you know, less baggy stuff because she wants you to look more sexy, like to kind of showcase your unique physique and muscles.
I suppose that could be part of it, but I think it's also that she doesn't want me, she wants me to understand that in the, you know, the Chinese culture, what is, you know, what I would generally say is a formal shirt would not be considered as formal in China because it's, it looks like it's more relaxed and not real business-like.
这个就很有意思了哈。 Max 给了我们一个非常好的一个 example， 就是今天早上呢，他想穿他的一件 shirt， 他就想穿一件衬衣，他想穿自己的一个衬衣，他认为是足够的 formal， 足够的正式，然后可能比较宽大一点，比较宽松一点。但是他的女朋友呢，他的 girlfriend 说，你的这个太 baggy， 太宽松了，然后太大了。他女朋友希望他穿得更 tight， 更合身一点，更合身一点。但是在 Max 的这个 concept 当中，在他的这个文化理解当中，他觉得他穿的这个 shirt 已经是 formal enough， 已经是足够的这个正式。但是在中国人的，可能中国人普遍来说相对更 conservative， 可能更保守一点。那么他女朋友就认为你应该穿得更合身一点，这样才会显得是更商业，显得更专业一点，显得更专业一点。
普遍是像很多美国所觉得认为是比较已经很正式的一些穿着，会从中国人的角度来讲，会觉得是还是比较休闲，不够这个专业，不够这个正式的这种 serious 嘛。所以我觉得这是也是一个确实是一个问题。对呀，加上我虽然我是这个中国成长在美国的这样子的人，但是有的时候我回中国，我觉得我穿的还蛮正式的。但像比如我姥爷就说，你要把裤子提到你这个肚子脐的上面啊什么的，就特别有一些传统的这种思想。所以对，我觉得在穿着这方面确实是有一种文化的这种差距。
那除了穿着这些方面，那 Ernest 因为碰到其他的一些 cultural shock， 因为你毕竟是在美国长大，那除了是关于穿着这方面，还有什么其他的文化的差异吗？就具体的一些例子有吗？
关于
任何东西，比如说人际交往啊，关于说话呀，关于大家的一些习俗啊，这样子。
我觉得偏向于有的时候，对于我来说，也不只是在这个交往，这个从感情方面这种交往的，但是平时跟人聊的时候，确实我就觉得美国人有的时候把东西放在就有点太开了，我感觉就是他们有可能思想方面就是很
开放是吧？
对，很开放，然后有的时候就是确实是有的时候不会重视很多东西吧，会就觉得就是美国还是就还蛮喜欢这种 whatever 的那种感觉。所以我觉得在这方面确实是因为有可能也是我偏向于比较平时比较会更严肃一些吧，但是就是我会感觉有的时候有些人做决定的时候，某些决定还是比较就是就有可能他们没有一个目标，他们这个思维还是开得很大，就是对，像有很多朋友做的事情，他们就没有一个 direction 吧，一个
你说美国人吗？
对，
所以他们一般来说会有一个比较grandiose 的一个 ambition。
对，加上普遍我觉得这亚洲的学生，不管是学生或者人，就是华侨在美国都是会按照一种计划性来做事情的。很多美国人会就是更那种 ad hoc 那种形式，就是我们这周末去拉斯维加斯吧，那个玩一下，然后我们这周末去开车去哪儿啊什么的，就是做一些更那种
即兴的一些事情，
也不叫即兴，但是就是比较随意的那种。
那个 whimsical， 心血来潮那样子的感觉。
对，但是我觉得普遍，我感觉华侨的这种从这种角度来讲，文化这方面就还是会按照一种计划来做事情。
明白。Let's come back a little bit， 我们稍微回来一点，我们开始继续再通过就是那个 international dating 来讲一下这个文化差异，讲这个 cultural difference。那么我们继续向那个 Max 提问哈。So Max。What is like the biggest obstacle for international dating? So what's the biggest problem? And how are you going to solve it? Or can you solve it?
I guess the biggest problem that I face is the difference in expectations from parents. And
开始 Max 说他觉得跨国恋爱最大的一个问题就是从 parents， 就是女方的父母或者是男方的父母或者有一些不同的意见。
Yeah, in America, I had my girlfriend when I finished high school and going into college, she lived with me. We were 18 years old for 3 months, and that was totally fine. There was no expectations for the future or anything. It was just kind of you do what you want, you're grown up, you can figure it out. Whereas here there seems to be kind of, you know, all Chinese parents are always thinking about the future in terms of, you know, who their kid's going to marry and, you know, what they think more into the future, I think, than American parents do in terms of relationships.
所以刚才 Max
这个很像我刚才所说的那个，就是那种计划性，对，就是在这个感情这方面，
很好，
在感情这方面，这个那个对华人啊，会在这方面做的各种规划。但是像他所之前刚才所说的，18岁跟那个高中毕业之后跟女朋友住3个月。就很悠哉的，然后就说白了就想互相花点时间
enjoy life，
对，然后也没有什么这个长远的一种愿望啊或者什么，就觉得哎，我们现在这个时刻我们就喜欢在一起，我们就在一起吧，就这样子，没有什么就是那个哦有房有车啊，18岁就考虑这方面事情，对不对？
嗯，所以刚 Max 讲就是说，最大的一个区别还是在于中国的父母，他可能更关心自己的儿子或者女儿，他是嫁给什么样的一个人，这个人的素质啊，或家庭背景啊，或者他本身的学历怎么样啊，然后就是说需要有一个长远的计划，所以很多东西说的比较现实，而觉得可能是如果特别是像跨国恋爱的很多美国人，他可能更觉得是就是一个 carpe diem， 活在当下，然后能够 enjoy life， 这个可能是最重要的一点。但是我就想听听那美国父母他有什么样的一个期望呢？ So is there any difference between like the expectationsfrom American parents? So what do your parents hope you to like to do like when you're dating a Chinese girl? What's their attitude?
Their attitude is that I should do whatever I want to do and whatever makes me happy, and I think that they would encourage me to not get married in my early 20s. I think they would encourage me to kind of see how life goes and see where it takes me and try new things. I mean, not to say that I should break up with my girlfriend and try dating other people, but that I should just enjoy it while I can and see what happens.
就美国父母可能相对来说，就包括我的父母哈，中国父母比起来之后，他们可能更加的，我觉得应该叫 flexible 或者叫 laissez-faire， 他们就可能是，比如说 Max 的父母就说，他只要现在他在 enjoying life， 他很 happy， 他很快乐，他现在做什么都 OK， 然后他也不会去催着说，哦，比如说你现在就一定得 get married 啊， you don't need to get married， you can get married whenever you want， 你只要你享受你的生活就是，但像我的父母其实不是这样子，他们就会给我做很多规划，然后告诉我，哎，比如说到了28岁的时候 ，you should get married， 你应该结婚，
对，
或者什么什么时候，所以他们跟就像刚才 Ernest 讲的，可能中国人可能更有这样做事情的一个 tendency， 就是任何事情他做事情都是一步一步来的，他有很多规划性，也有很多现实的一些问题，对吧？对吧？我记得上一期节目我们关于说这个 yellow fever 一个很大的问题就是这个 difference of language， 就是语言的一个区别。我想问一下 Max， 就是说 when it comes to the problem of language， is it really kind of an obstacle between you and your girlfriend， or is it a problem between you and her parents？
Yeah， she speaks very, my girlfriend speaks very good English， so it's not a problem between the two of us. The problem lies between myself and her parents because I think that they want to like me, but it's difficult for both of us because they can't hear my views and my opinions and they don't hear anything from me personally. They hear everything through my girlfriend, and I think it's frustrating for them because.
How do you mean it's frustrating for them?
Because I think they, you know, going back to Chinese expectations and everything, they, I think, are thinking more long term, and from what I understand, my current situation of living with my girlfriend and her family is fairly serious in terms of the Chinese standards, and because of that, they're thinking kind of down the road, and I think it's frustrating for them because they want to consider me in that way, but they don't really, it's difficult for them to actually know who I am as a person, other than their daughter likes me a lot, so they probably trust that I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't really see that themselves without, you know, other than my seeing my actions.
So bottom line, they cannot get first-hand information from you.
Yeah.
Rather, they can only hear from, like, their daughter.
Yeah, or someone else. Or,
yeah. But, 所以刚才 Max 讲就是，女方的这个 parents， 然后他们就是很 frustrating， 很就是有一点难过啊，因为很多时候交流只有去通过，Max 的女朋友。然后这么才能去交流，然后很难得到就是第一手的一个信息，所以因为中国的父母往往就想得比较的 serious， 比较认真，他会觉得哎，长期怎么办？到底 Max 是一个怎么样的人呢？到底他们的想法是什么样？所以更大的问题，语言作为一个 language， 更大的问题不是在于 it's not between Max and his girlfriend， 不在于 Max 和女朋友 ，it's between Max and his girlfriend's parents， 是在他 Max 和他女朋友父母之间的一个问题。So I think you're doing a good job by, like, thinking in their shoes. Are you frustrated, and why?
I'm incredibly frustrated because I've been in a fair amount of relationships, and I've never met my girlfriend at the time's parents, and had them dislike me. I've always gotten along very well with parents, adults, and I think that's part of because I'm an only child and my upbringing, but it's frustrating because this is the first time that I've had an obstacle between me and my girlfriend's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not used to that.
So Max 说呢，就是，他是对于这样的关系哈，其实是非常非常的沮丧或者是伤心，不是因为他没办法，就是不是因为他们俩互相不喜欢。他刚才也讲到，像 Max 的 parents 可能是 try hard to like him， 就是想努力的去喜欢他，或者他们之间想努力交流，就是因为语言问题。他觉得他没办法，就是相反却很好了解，就是女方的父母，所以这也是一个很大的问题。因为他说他往往可能有这种能力去很好的和年长的人去很好的沟通，然后他觉得他有这样的能力，但是往往因为语言的问题，他没办法和中国的父母去好的沟通，这觉得对他来说最大的一个问题。 So apart from
I just remember that it has happened once before. Except it was a very similar situation because I had a Chinese girlfriend in high school, and her parents did not speak any English at all, less than Gogo's parents do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different because I never lived with them and we had very little contact, but just thinking about it, it's kind of funny that the two times that it's happened to me have been with the two girls that I went out with who were Chinese.
So in terms of, when it comes to Chinese, yes. So are there like a quintessential characteristics of Chinese girls that are especially appealing to you? Because we pretty much covered like the characteristics or merits of Chinese females that can appeal to Caucasians or people around the world.
Yeah.
So from your example, from your case, what are the most essential qualities that you think are appealing to you?
I mean, I think that, you know, setting aside the superficial qualities of...
What are superficial
looks,
qualities? Looks?
Just appearance. I think that depends totally on the guy. I mean, what the guy likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, personality, I think that what draws me specifically to Chinese girls, I guess Asian girls in general, but I've only gone out with, I've only been with Chinese girls, is that they're just very, very concerned with, you know, the guy's personal feelings and how he, you know, his situation, if he's okay, if he's, you know, what he needs, if he needs help with something, if just very caring.
Caring, understanding, or empathetic.
Yeah, yeah, just very in tune with what with what's going. Yeah, so I guess empathetic and caring would be the best. Would be the best.
Okay. 当我刚才问了 Max 一个问题哈，就是因为 Max 很喜欢中国的女孩，然后他的女朋友是中国人，所以我问他就是说，那吸引他最大的一个地方是哪，或者他觉得中国人女孩里面最大的一个优质的地方是在哪个，所以他就提了两个词，一个叫 caring， 一个叫 empathetic。 caring 那很简单，就是说中国女孩都非常关心人，比如说他什么时候需要得到帮助啊，或者他很喜欢去理解别人。另外一个 empathetic， 比如说他能够去想，他能够去 think other people's shoes， 他能够去
and genuinely genuinely want to help， you know， want to make both， it's a very want to work together to benefit both the guy and the girland help both of their situations improve.
You're saying that they're willing to sacrifice,
maybe not
or,
sacrifice,
or devote.
But just willing to devote time to. It's a, you know, obviously they also expect help from the guy. I mean, the same sort of thing from the guy to some extent, but just genuinely care, I guess, and genuinely want to.
所以中国的女孩往往都非常的奉献，也乐于去奉献，舍得花时间花精力去帮助两个人，或者帮助两个人度过各种的就是一个感情的难关，或者他们想一起想解决问题。而很重要一点就是他们会很 very helpful， 就经常能够去让男方觉得就是特别的能够体贴，或者特别的能够帮助他的一些生活，特别帮助他的生活。 So what are else?
What else?
Yeah.
I would also. I mean, I've always been one to. I've always liked to experiment with new things, whether it be, you know, a different culture or living in a different place or what have you. I think that for me, a big part of it is also, you know, getting to know somebody who is very different from me and my personal experiences, and it's just a different, it's just a very different type of relationship than what I would have if I was with a girl from back home. It would. It just, there are more levels, I think, to the relationship, and it's more interesting. It's easier to be more interesting, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So, that said, I have a bunch of questions. So the first one is, do you think international dating, or dating someone outside of your culture, is the best way to understand or to approach a culture? The first question. Second, if I didn't get it wrong, you were saying that if you date someone else in your culture or language, and it's interesting, it's different, it's unique, it's sometimes probably passionate or fresh. Or does this kind of relationship gradually wane or fade away once it's not as exciting as before. Have you imagined this kind of scenario?
Yeah, so to answer the first question, I definitely think that the best and probably the most interesting way to learn a different culture is through through a relationship where you you're kind of in one way forced to learn something new, but at the same time, if you really like the person, you're genuinely more interested in learning more about them, which in turn means
mm-hmm.
learning more about their culture. And you know, if I was here in China and was not going out with my girlfriend, I would be interested in learning the language and learning more about the culture, but it would be a lot harder, I think,
yeah.
than if I was with her, and it would be a little bit more discouraging, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer the second question, I think that would be true. You know, the idea of the passion or the interestingness of the relationship waning as time goes on. I think that would be true in my case, the girl did not speak, if her English wasn't as good, it would be because the relationship would be more of a physical relationship, I think,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't have as much to talk about because you couldn't talk. I guess...
Between you and her parents.
Yeah, exactly. I think in that case, it would certainly, the interest would start to fade as time went on, because you would be doing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in my case, that doesn't happen, because I'm able to have a conversation with the same conversation with her as I could any one of my friends back home, because
mm-hmm.
her English is very good. So it's not really about that, I don't think either of us ever run out of things to say, because
mm-hmm.
she speaks English well enough that it's not a problem at all.
所以刚才 Max 讲到呢，就是如果你想接触一个文化，接触一个 culture 的话，最有意思，不能说最有效吧，最有意思的一种方法就是通过就是去谈一段跨国恋爱，然后可以真的去了解彼此的一个文化。我觉得这个可能是 reciprocal， 可能是相互帮助的一个过程，而且会很有意思。那我就问了第二个问题，我说因为这样的跨国恋爱因为会比较有意思，比较新鲜，那么会不会逐渐的它就会褪色，或者逐渐的就会变得没有那么有激情了？ Max 的想法呢，就是说只要两个人的语言沟通没有任何问题，只要比如说不是哪一边，比如说不能说英语或者不能说汉语，造成逐渐话题的缺失的话，只要他们会有足够的话题，那么我相信这种关系是很好的去能够去维持的。 So is it safe to arrive at the conclusion that if both can communicate well, like in one language, for example, like your girlfriend speaks perfect English and you're not running out of topics, so you will beVery probable that this kind of relationship will be sustained.
Yeah.
所以 Max 的意思他很坚定啊，就是如果语言没有问题的话，两个人话题有很多的话，
I mean, obviously there are the normal problems of a relationship that still have to deal with, but it would be like comparing a relation. I mean, it would be, I think, as sustainable as any other relationship that I could be in, that, or you know, if she was going out with a Chinese guy, it would be they would have the same I think problems in relationships are universal. all things equal, I think there are universal problems with a relationship that everybody has to deal with.
所以 Max 说，就是不管你现在是在谈一个 international relationship 或者一个 normal relationship， 那你自己要 tackle 会解决一些 normal problems which are universal to everybody。所以一些很简单的一些问题，男女之间的问题你要处理好的话，这是一个前提，这是一个 premise。那么第二个才是一个 language， 如果大家语言都能相通的话，然后又能一直好好的交流，如果两个人真心相爱的话，其实不管你是 no matter you're in an international relationship or in a normal relationship, as long as two can get along with each other, as long as two can communicate well in a language, as long as two are compatible, this kind of relationship will sustain forever.
Yeah, it could, as long as things go well.
So my last question, 我最后一个问题哈 Max. So like, nowadays lots of Chinese students are trying to go abroad, and also I know, to my knowledge, a part of them are looking for international relationships, as you do, no matter girls or boys.You have some suggestions for the guys or girls, I mean, particularly for the Chinese side? Or do you stereotype Chinese guys or girls as kind of introverted or unconfident or sometimes too much like clingy to their own cultural group?
Yeah, in my experience, I mean, I went to boarding school and so...the school that I went to, there were a lot of different, you know, there were kids from, I believe, 35 other countries other than the U.S. And every state within the U.S. So there are a lot of different cultural backgrounds represented. And there's definitely, you know, in both college and high school, there are a lot of, there are many cases of,clinging to your group because it's, you know, it's what's most comfortable and, and I would say in college, for example, I mean, we didn't have that many Chinese students, but, you know, there's, you know, I guess the Chinese students have kind of a stereotype of studying more than the average American student, and,I would say that the best, you know, the best way in college to meet people is to, you know, is to branch out and just be, try things that you're not necessarily comfortable with, and that may mean, I don't know if that means going to a party or.You know, talking to, maybe you don't talk to girls as much, so maybe just try talking to girls, whether they're Chinese girls or American girls or European or what have you. I think the biggest thing is just to try new things and try to branch out of your comfort zone. Because honestly,
exactly, I was thinking exactly the same word.
Yeah.
Step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and for example, my current girlfriend...if I did not, in college, if I had not stepped out of my comfort zone, I never would have met my current girlfriend.
Exactly.
And so I think that is the best advice that I can give to someone seeking a new and interesting relationship.
OK, 太好了 ,precisely. 所以 Max 讲的呢，我觉得 bottom line, 我觉得用几个单词可以形容吧。第一个就是 be more outgoing, be open-minded, step out of your comfort zone, and try to talk to someone you don't talk as much. 就是说你要更加的开放活泼一点，最重要的一点是，我觉得我们中国人确实有时候有一个毛病哈，也不是一个毛病，我觉得是一个习惯，就是老喜欢和自己文化或者自己的圈子的人去交流，这个时候我觉得大家应该勇敢一点。我觉得不管真的是为了去，你要去找一个恋爱啊，或者是你真的想去交往，其实就是一种文化。你应该真的，比如通过参加那个派对啊，参加 party 或者是同学会，你应该勇敢的去和你平时不大说话的那些人去交流。 应该走出你自己，我觉得这样子的话你才有更多的机会去接触不一样的人。就是我一直就有一个感觉，就是如果你自己打开了自己的心扉，那么很有可能你就可以接触到更多的一个东西。 What I'm saying is that if you are open, if you open yourself, you have access to many, many more possibilities than you could possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I would say is that, especially in, I mean, I only know American schools, but a big part of the American college culture, I guess, is a lot of students are there, obviously for the education, but also to try new things. And so if you yourself are willing to be open-minded to different people, different things, then you'll be surprised at how many other people are also trying to do the same thing and are in the same shoes as you, and you're not alone, and it will probably work out well.
So probably on the other side of the world, you somehow or someday discover that lots of other people are doing the same thing, try to breaking apart.
For example, I would also not have met my current girlfriend if she had also not stepped out of her comfort zone. So it usually works both ways.
所以有时候只要你能够更加的开放，你能够敞开你的心扉，你会发现其实很多很多的人，不管是 Chinese American 或者 anybody in the world, 所有的人在这个世界上都在做一件事情，那就是在敞开自己去接触更多的文化，接触更多的人。这样子的话，不管你是追求一个跨国恋爱，还是想去接触更多文化，这样你的几率也就更大，因为很多东西真的都是相通的，都是 universal 的。今天很高兴呢能够和 Max 一起聊聊这个 international dating, 他也给了我们很多好的一些 insight, 一些建议和一些看法。高兴能够请到 Ernest 哈，和我们大家聊聊，就是说他作为一个 Asian American, 一个华裔的一个美国人，他遇到的一些 cultural shock 或者一些文化的一些差异。那么我们其实不是想专门去就是说谈一谈跨国恋爱的问题，我们想通过谈跨国恋爱这样的一个比较有意思或者比较敏感的话题，去聊一聊大家怎么能够走出自我，尤其是你在美国念大学的时候，你怎么能够去 step out of your comfort zone,你就说走出你自己感觉最舒服的一种心理的一种感觉，去接触不同的文化，去勇敢的面对，去勇敢的接触不同的人，我相信大家的生活会更加的精彩。然后欢迎大家继续加入我们 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 群号是3064276030330642760303。然后今天我们也更高兴能够请到了 Ernest and Max, 那么今天的节目就到这里。 Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢。